tip of Theseus. Picture yourself in a boat on a river. A bug was in Princess Pip's room. She had chosen to ignore it.
You want a pedicure brush with rough bristles.
Pip demonstrated to her webcam.
Can every pony see the one I'm holding up? This is your standard la-di-da workhorse brush.
She waited a moment for the live feedback to fill with affirmatives. In the chat.
Yeah, I see it.
We can see the hoof brush a-okay, princess. I think there's a fly buzzing around Pip's room or something. Brush, 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 sweepsy sweep.
And back to the stream.
Oh, gotcha. Let me just hold it here until we autofocus. Oh, there we go. So, like, you can score a brush like this from pretty much any corner shop for, oh, I don't know, 2¼ bits at max? No need to buy something expensive and name brands, but, I mean, if you do, CanterLogic is a big sponsor of the channel, just so you all know.
The live chat scrolled on and on, mostly emoticon spam and good-humored jabs at Pip calling her a shill. She giggled coyly, eliciting even more emotes and spam. Attention was fuel for Pip Petals, nourishment for her body and soul. She savored the taste.
Righto. So, like as I was saying, we're flying a lot these days, so you might be thinking, oh, I don't need to brush down my hooves if I'm not walking on them as much. Well, let me tell you, my little ponies, that's a bad habit to get into. Your cuticles still need love. Can I get some love in the chat, Pipsqueaks?
In the chat?
Seriously, how has no pony else noticed that gross bug? Oh, lovely. Hearts for the Pipsess. Love. Lovey, lovey, love, love.
Twig's right. That bug is crawling on the back wall now. Heart emoji. Heart emoji. How do I moat?
Put a colon on both sides.
And back to the stream. Pip focused on the pink shapes and did her best to ignore the off-topic comments. Those stray ones made her stomach gurgle nauseously.
Sorry. So you want to hold your forehoof like this?
Pip directed her attention to the brush in her grip, and the ankle it was angled against. It gave her an excuse to not look at the chat.
You want to take the bristles and brush down, not up. Am I coming through, Pipsqueaks? If you leave dirt in your cuticles for more than a day, it'll get yucky and itchy. Or worse, infected. Trust me, it can get bad if you leave it. I know.
Dirt, thrash, tear at the loam with weary forelimbs like an animal. She was feral, roiling, crazed with hunger, but still lucid enough to feel ashamed of her wretched state. Dirt caked her pseudo-hooves, made them heavy, clumsy. The clingy muck was almost too much for her weak frame to tolerate, but she still dug. She dug and dug in the filthy earth. No magic, no food, she was too starving to even drool, but she still dug and dug. Survival instincts screamed wordlessly in her head that if she didn't burrow, if she didn't hibernate now, right now, her body would shut down and die. Gods a-slain, there was no food. No magic. No food. No food. No food. No food. Pip's ears were ringing, so she shook her head to clear them. She shook her head again, and then double-checked her eyes in the face cam. Still green, still steady. That bout just now had been a bad one.
So you want to brush your hooves free of dirt every day?
Pip slurred before clearing her throat.
But I said that already. Didn't I say that already, chat?
In the chat.
Ew, it's flying again!
For the love of Faust, Pip, don't let that disgusting thing land in your hair.
Oh, Pip, please do something about that bug.
Pip Petals, second in line for the throne of Zephyr Heights, groaned in marked frustration. How come her viewers had such short attention spans? Couldn't they just let that poor bug be? No, of course not. That was just how ponies were. Pip pushed back from her computer, grabbing the plastic baggie that she used to store her hoof brush. The pitiful bug, the one ruining her night without meaning to, kept bonking its tiny head against Pip's ceiling light again and again. Pip was too far away to read the chat, but they were cheering her on. She could taste their warped excitement from here. First, silence and dark. Then noise and light. Disturbance. Had she not burrowed deep enough? No, she was far underground, that much was certain. In the dirt, in the earth beneath the city. So what was that young Pegasus doing here? A flying pony. Deep underground. She groaned in marked frustration. Hibernating had caused grogginess. So had being roused when there was still no magic. Still no magic. But somehow, joyously, there was food. How? How with no magic was the taste of food coming off of the Pegasus?
Is some pony here? This is my basement, my new clubhouse. I order you as Princess of Zephyr Heights to come out.
The reawakened changeling could taste that feisty white Pegasus foal stomping closer. Food, but no magic. No magic outside of the very last reserves in her body that kept her alive. She had to shapeshift quickly, probably permanently.
Food. No focus. Change to something. But what? Another Pegasus foal? Yes, Change now. The feisty fool is almost on top of you, so change now. Now! How fluffy are Pegasus' wings supposed to be again? No time, I guess. Very fluffy. Change now!
Pip bagged the bug in a hoof-held plastic prison. She held up her prize to the webcam and allowed a coquette wink.
Cat safely in the bag, Pip squeaks.
The chat's praise was rapturous. In the chat...
Pip Petals, warrior princess. Dumb fuck bug, get shit on. Oh, you deserve my username more than me, girl.
Hey, are Pip's eyes a different color now?
Back to the stream. That last comment made Pip flinch with panic. Her other monitor, the one with a facecam feed, stared back at her like a cornered imposter caught with its mask unfastened. In the chat...
Oh, yeah. How come Pip's eyes are brown? Aha! Found ya! Now who in Tartarus are you? Hungry. What you doing in the royal basement?
The Pegasus Foal radiated a cocktail of bluster, curiosity, and excitement. The taste was bitter and cacophonous, but the exchangeling wasn't picky. She swallowed as much of it as she could.
Are you a trespasser? If you're not a member of the royal family like me, then you're a trespasser. And you aren't a member of the royal family, are you, punk? Still so hungry. I said, are you? Wasn't paying attention. No clue what was just asked, just guess an answer. Yes? Nuh-uh, you're a liar.
Feisty Foal was barely visible now. Her emotions were a tidal wave of fury at the transparent lie. Her taste was scalding, oily, and churning. A starved exchangeling gulped it all down.
You're not... Wait. What was I...
The feisty foal blinked with befuddlement. Wasn't she angry about something just now? She wasn't anymore. It was like all of her skepticism had been scooped out with a spoon.
Your... royal family? Like, my royal family?
The exchangeling didn't hear the question. Too busy doubled over in nauseous pain. But she nodded. Maybe if she just kept nodding at everything that was said, the white Pegasus wouldn't hurt her.
That makes sense. I mean, it feels to me that you're telling the truth. We should, see Mom. Yeah, you said your family, so come on, let's go upstairs and see Mom.
Pip was panicking. She'd lost focus, let her eyes waver, and someone had noticed. Chat charged relentlessly forward while her terrified mind raced for an excuse. In the chat,
what the buck had her color change?
No way the late change makes eyes go from blue to brown.
Pip sus?
I can't even believe what I'm seeing. Maybe she's using a face filter thing that the Snapchat app is always promoting?
Back to the stream, Pip seized on that last one.
Oh, derp. Looks like I accidentally turned on a Snapchat filter. Let me get that Pip squeaks.
She tapped her webcam with a wing, obscuring the video feed for a moment, and when she sat back, her breathing was still ragged. But at least her eyes were green again.
Technical difficulties. That's how it goes with live streams sometimes. You feeling me here, chat?
Chat was not feeling her. She certainly felt them, though, permeating confusion and curiosity. Some users were typing questions. Where's the interface for the eye changer filter? Where did Pip download it? Where can the rest of them get it for their own devices? Pip, of course, didn't have any answers. She needed to regain the reins, fix the mood. Scrunching her muzzle, she put on her best pouty face.
Oh, don't be so nosy, chat. Wasn't the stream supposed to be a makeup tutorial? Let's save the computer stuff for another day.
Chat was scrolling slightly slower. Slightly.
Hey, you guys heard that new pop song out, right? Bet you can't finish the lyrics if I start them.
Big gamble here. Either she recaptured their attention, or this was the beginning of the end. Pip sung, and before she finished a part, she held her breath. And the chat finished it for her. Oh, sweet nourishing relief, Pip exhaled and flashed a winning smile.
Top tier backup singing, chat. Don't think we'll top that anytime soon, so how about we call it a night?
Pip's screen filled with snoring faces, Z's, and goodbye waves. The feed finally cut when she blew her customary sign-off kiss to the camera. And then Pip wrapped her wings around herself, trembling with shame.
Wires. With harnesses. Mom, that's dishonest. We can't fly, and it's a scumbag behavior to just pretend to be something we're not. Pip, back me up here. We owe it to the public to be honest. Lying is the worst thing a princess can possibly...
Pip? You okay? You look like you're about to cry.
The buzz of tired insect wings pulled Pip back to the present. She rubbed her nose and noticed the fly that she'd bagged earlier was still on her desk. The bug flittered inside its transparent prison, the one Pip had put it in. For sure, the fly was an ugly little thing, but was being an ugly bug such a crime? Even ugly little bugs deserved to live, didn't they? It wasn't the fly's fault that it had wandered in here, into the line of sight of ponies who couldn't stand to look at it. The bug was just unlucky. It wasn't a villain. Was it? Was it really such a sin to survive? Pip sniffled and picked up the baggie. Sensing movement of a much bigger creature, the fly buzzed with renewed prey instinct. Pip bit her lip and headed for the window.
Easy, little guy.
She cooed.
Easy. I'll let you go. Please, don't be...
She swallowed a lump in her throat.
Please don't be afraid of me.
Pip leaned over the windowsill, shaking the baggie out. When she leaned back, the fly was gone. Free.
Good luck out there, little guy.
Pip shut the blinds and stood alone in her room. She couldn't keep doing this. Lying to her fans, to her friends, to her alleged family. All Pip wanted at the beginning was to not starve. No magic meant no love, but there were other emotions to eat. Shortening her name from Epiprox to Pip. Introducing herself as a princess that generated plenty of skepticism and incredulity to feed on. It wasn't healthy, didn't have the nutrients love could provide, but life as a squat, stunted pony was better than death as a changeling. Pip gorged like a pig in her first few weeks, insisting that she belonged in this castle, and guzzling the disagreements of whoever objected. And yet before long, her siphoning on Zip and Queenhaven actually did persuade them that she was one of their own. And truth be told, Pip had nowhere to go, and no ability to shapeshift anymore. Being one of their own was all a nymph like her had left in this scary modernized world. Pip eventually discovered social media. It was amazing, this portal to a world where hundreds of ponies could love her, encourage her, tell her that she wore a pretty face. Even if she couldn't taste love in a world without magic, she could read the words and believe that she belonged. Then came magic's return, and with it powers Pip no longer wanted. It had started small, with the eyes, but now Pip's body was unraveling more and more each day. Changelings weren't built to hold disguises forever, and Pip had lived longer as a pony than she'd shambled as a changeling. She was also tasting love again. Some from the followers during her livestreams, but more, so much more, from Zip and Haven. If guilt could shatter exoskeletons, then Pip would be a smudge on the castle carpet.
I'm not a villain.
Pip insisted to no one. She flopped on her bed and regarded the uncaring ceiling.
I'm a liar, but I'm not a villain. I helped save the world, didn't I?
Not really, no. Sunny, Izzy, that cute colt whom Sunny drove crazy, they had been the real heroes. For crying out loud, even Zip had contributed more to saving magic than Pip had. Pip Petals, Starlet of Zephyr Heights, had just been a tag-along. A hanger-on. A fly on the wall. Pip burrowed under her expensive satin blankets. It was sort of like burrowing under the dirt all those years ago, except she wouldn't sleep for thousands of years this time. She'd only sleep for one night. Morning would come, and with it, maybe the courage to make a long overdue confession. She was not a villain, and she was done being a liar. A bug was in Princess Pip's room. She'd just chosen to stop ignoring it. That was deep. Absolutely gorgeous. Such a unique concept brought to life, and I have not heard many people talk about it. But I am very glad that Casket Base brought it to the light. Now let's get on to our non-sussy donators, I'm sorry. Zar630, J10Man, Darkside, Only One Thing, Dash of Evergreen, and Saru Ryan. Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Pastel Skies, Austin Rollins, CrazyColor557, Stu Hex, Swordbrother and Mordred, Omicron Library, Will Chris, Twinkie, Hadzaza, Riot Soul, Iron Sky, Badass Waffle, and many more sneaky people. Thank you all so much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.